ਜੰਝ ਲੈ ਕਾਬਲੋ ਧਾਇਆ ਜੋਰੀ ਮੰਗੇ ਦਾਨ ਵੇ ਲਾਲੋ ਕਿਹੋ ਜੀ ਜੰਝ ਸੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਹਦਾ ਵਰਣਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹਨ ਐਸੀ ਜੰਝ ਜਿਸ ਨੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਧਰਮ ਸ਼ਰਮ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਤਬਾਹ ਕਰਤਾ ਅਤੇ ਪ੍ਰਧਾਨਤਾ ਕੂੜ ਦੀ ਐਸੀ ਜੰਝ ਕੌਣ ਕਰਦਾ ਨਿਕਾਹ ਵਿਆਹ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੌਣ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀ ਕਾਜ਼ੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਸਨ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਸਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਕਾਜ਼ੀਆਂ ਬਾਹਮਣਾ ਕੀ ਗੱਲ ਥੱਕੀ ਅਗਦ ਪੜੇ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਵੇ ਲਾ ਲਓ ਕਾਜ਼ੀ ਬਾਹਮਣ ਤੇ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਨੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਅਗਦ ਤੋਂ ਭਾਵ ਹੈ ਨਿਕਾਹ ਵਿਆਹ ਐਸਾ ਵਿਆਹ ਹੈ ਐਸੀ ਜੰਝ ਆਈ ਹੈ ਨਿਕਾਹ ਕੌਣ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਰਿਹਾ ਖੁਦ ਆਪ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਹੈ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਰਾ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਹੈਗਾ ਇਸ਼ਾਰਾ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹੀ ਦਾ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹਨ ਜੋ ਹਾਲ ਸੈਯਦਪੁਰ ਐਮਨਾਬਾਦ ਦੀਆਂ ਮਾਵਾਂ ਭੈਣਾਂ ਦਾ ਬਾਬਰ ਦੇ ਸਿਪਾਹੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਕੀਤਾ ਇਹ ਉਸ ਦਾ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਆਹ ਦੇਖੋ ਇਹ ਐਸਾ ਵਿਆਹ ਹੈ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਿਕਾਹ ਪੜਿਆ ਹੈ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਖੁਦ ਨੇ ਊਨ ਕੇ ਸੋਹਿਲੇ ਗਾਵੀਏ ਨਾਨਕ ਨਾਨਕ ਗਾਉਂਦਾ ਕਿਹੜੇ ਸੋਹਿਲੇ ਵਿਆਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੇ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਦੇ ਗੀਤ ਗਾਏ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਅੱਜ ਮੈਂ ਗਾਨਾ ਵਾਂ ਖੂਨ ਦੇ ਗੀਤ ਵਿਆਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੇਸਰ ਛਿੜਕਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਰਕਤ ਕਾ ਕੁੱਗੂ ਪਾਏ ਵੇ ਲਾ ਲਓ ਅੱਜ ਕੇਸਰ ਦੀ ਥਾਂ ਤੇ ਖੂਨ ਪਿਆ ਛਿੜਕਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਐਸੀ ਜੰਝ ਐਸੇ ਵਿਆਹ ਦਾ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਹੀ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ 29 ਸਾਲ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਜੰਝ ਹੋਰ ਆਈ ਕਾਬੁਲ ਤੋਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਈ ਨਵੀਂ ਦਿੱਲੀ ਤੋਂ ਆਈ ਤੇ ਜੋ ਜੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਇੱਥੇ ਬਿਆਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਵੀ ਵੱਧ ਕੇ ਹੋਇਆ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਹਰਿਮੰਦਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ ਇਹ ਅੱਜ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਲੈਸਨ ਵੀ ਹੈਗਾ ਹੈ ਸੋ ਮੈਂ ਬਾਕੀ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਅੰਗਰੇਜ਼ੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਰਾਂਗਾ ਬੱਚੇ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਪੜ੍ਹਦੇ ਨੇ ਪਰ ਪੂਰੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗੱਲ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਸਮਝ ਆਉਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ 29 ਈਅਰਸ ਅਗੋ ਆਲਮੋਸਟ ਟੂ ਦ ਡੇ ਥਾਊਜ਼ੰਡਸ ਅਪਾਨ ਥਾਊਜ਼ੰਡਸ ਆਫ ਸਿੱਖਸ ਮੈਨ ਵਿਮੈਨ ਐਂਡ ਚਿਲਡਰਨ ਔਨ ਦ 1st ਆਫ ਜੂਨ ਗੈਦਰ ਟੂਗੈਦਰ ਐਟ ਦ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਹਰਿਮੰਦਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਟੂ ਸੈਲੀਬ੍ਰੇਟ ਦ ਸ਼ਹੀਦੀ ਗੁਰਪੁਰਬ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਆਲ ਆਫ ਅਸ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਗੁਰਪੁਰਬ ਇਨ ਆਰ ਓਨ ਲਿਟਲ ਗੁਰਦੁਆਰਾ Don't we see? We have twice the amount of Sangat that we normally have. It's exactly the same at Sri Harmandir Sahib. During Gurpurabs, there's a sea of people who come from near and far to be at the Sri Harmandir Sahib. On the 3rd of June, Punjab was placed under curfew. From the 1st of June onwards, pilgrims were allowed to come inside the Sri Harmandir Sahib complex, but nobody was allowed to leave. Thousands upon thousands of men, women and children were in the Sri Harmandir Sahib. On the 3rd of June, all communications to Punjab, telephones, wire services, they were all cut off. Every foreign correspondent was expelled from the Punjab. We are fortunate. There was one, Dr. Brahma Chellani, who was the correspondent for the Associated Press. Because he was Indian and because he was able to blend in, he was not thrown out of the Punjab. And he reported, he sent the first dispatches out of Amritsar, which resulted in news stories in the New York Times and in the Guardian. Very briefly, what happened in the next 3 days? A force of commandos attacked the Sri Harmandir Sahib, expecting that the operation would soon be mopped up. And it would soon be over. Not at all. Let me tell you what prompted me to speak about this today. In our history class downstairs, I have the oldest children. I asked them one Sunday, who can tell me who Jarnail Singh Bhindranwale was? Not many hands went up. I reflected upon that and I thought, this is actually a very complex question. If I were to ask the Sangat, who was Jagnan Singh Bhindranwale, I would probably get a wide variety of answers depending on who you are, what you believe in, what your personal politics are. It's a complex question. I was recently rereading a book by Dr. Cynthia Kepley Mahmood, who used to be an anthropologist, a professor of anthropology at the University of Maine, and now is at some Midwestern university. She wrote a book called Fighting for Faith and Nation, Dialogues with Sikh Militants. I would recommend, this book is freely available on Amazon.com and elsewhere. I suggest that every Sikh home should have a copy of this book. In this book, which was written more than 10 years ago, Dr. Mahmood makes a very interesting statement and puts forward a thesis. She says that repressive regimes have a very consistent way of dealing with dissent. And she uses the example of Hosni Mubarak, who, as you all know, was overthrown in Egypt a short while ago. This was written when Hosni Mubarak was still in power. She says, Hosni Mubarak responded to the agitation in his country by dismissing everyone who agitated and dissented, saying, oh, these are dancers and singers and irrelevant people. Their rebellion means nothing. So Dr. Mahmood says that repressive regimes show this pattern of completely dismissing anyone who challenges their authority, and then in the same breath, unleashing huge force, the force, full force of the state upon them. And this is what exactly what Hosni Mubarak did. This is exactly what the government of India did. The media said, Jagnan Singh Bhindranwale is a simple village preacher. He's a criminal. He's a thug. He's surrounded by armed men. They go around killing innocent people. But this is a group which has no ideology. They are criminals. They should not be taken seriously. That's what one side of the mouth was saying. Look at what the other side of the mouth was saying. The full force of the Indian army was unleashed upon the Sri Harmandir Sahib. And when they went inside, they found not a bunch of rabble, not a bunch of criminals who, on the first threat of their life, threw down their weapons, but resistance. Resistance that they could have never imagined. Wave after wave of commandos tried to take the Akal Takht and they fell. The army took casualties. It's a known fact. The history of conflict tells us that whenever an army takes casualties, it goes berserk. The senior leadership of the army authorized the use of tanks. The Vijayant tank is one of the most formidable tanks in the Indian army. 6 Vijayant tanks roll down the steps into the parikrama of the Sri Harmandir Sahib, all to dislodge a small bunch of criminals, quote unquote, who were not to be taken seriously. Well, they fought, and they fought. They could not be subdued by the tanks. The army used tanks to break down the steps and sent in armored personnel carriers. The battle raged for 3 days. Finally, the battle was over after the army fired more than 80 shells into the Akal Takht, the home of Miri Piri, that one temporal place in the world which had defied every tyrant until then and continued to do it. The Akal Takht fell, and all the defenders fell. The defenses and the resistance that was faced was no accident. The defenses were mounted by none other than General Sahbeg Singh. Let me tell you a little bit about General Sahbeg Singh. General Sahbeg Singh was one of India's greatest war heroes. In the war with Pakistan, with Bangladesh, General Sahbeg Singh sacrificed his case, went undercover, and lived in Bangladesh for several years and trained the guerrilla fighters, the Mukti Bahini, who overthrew the East Pakistan government and created the state of Bangladesh. That was Sahbeg Singh. Disgusted by the treatment that Sikhs received at the hands of the government, particularly at the time of the Asian Games, where the government used the need for security as an excuse to insult every sick man, regardless of whether they were high officers, generals, it didn't matter. You were frisked, you were humiliated, all in the name of security, all in the name of the propaganda that every Amritdhari Sikh was a terrorist. Sat Sangat Ji, ye mazak di gal nahi hai gi. Asi tusi jande hain Amritdhari kaun hai gaya. The army has a bulletin called Baat Cheet. In the Baat Cheet bulletin, the army published, within the Sikhs, there's a very dangerous group of people. They're called Amritdharis. Watch out for them. They're all terrorists. This is how we were regarded by the government during those days. To get back to the story of Sri Harmandir Sahib, all the defenders died, and then the army went berserk. One of the most important things that Dr. Chellani reported from the Sri Harmandir Sahib was that several young men were rounded up after the battle was over. Their turbans were taken off. Their hands were tied behind their backs. They were lined up and shot. Why? The speculation is that the government had no way of knowing who was a militant. So on that day, of the 6,000 to 10,000 people who had gathered to celebrate the Shahidi Gurpurab of Sri Arjan, Guru Arjan Dev Ji, every young Sikh was a terrorist by definition. And several of them were lined up and shot. And many eyewitnesses have reported that trucks upon trucks of corpses were taken out of the Sri Harmandir Sahib and cremated in an unknown place, which really, really exposes the lie of the official casualty figures from Operation Blue Star. Some other things that happened. Paan Singh Ji, who was the assistant secretary of the SGPC and was interviewed by several members of human rights organizations, reports, in the Guru Ram Das Sarai, in room number 61, you can imagine a sarai is like a small hostel. You can imagine what the size of a room would be in a hotel or a hostel. 60 Sikh young men were herded into room number 61 and the door was shut. When the door was opened, 5 were alive. The rest had died of suffocation. Sardar Duggal, who was in charge of the Sikh Reference Library, left the Sri Harmandir Sahib complex on the 7th after the hostilities had ceased. The Sikh Reference Library that contained precious artifacts, handwritten beads dating to the times of the gurus, numerous other artifacts that were important pieces of our history and culture. When he came back on the 13th, the library was in flames. Everything was gone. This is what happened to us in 1984. And the question is, why talk about it? What does it mean? What do we do? Satsanga Ji, let me draw your attention towards a couple of things. After the Holocaust was over, the Jews, led by people like Samuel Wiesenthal, fanned out across the world to seek out Nazi war criminals. Some of them were in disguise in Latin America, living under assumed identities, new names. I was at a similar gathering yesterday in New York, and Dr. I.J. Singh Ji, who is perhaps one of the foremost public intellectuals in Sikhi, cited the example of a fellow called Demanyuk, who was a prison guard at one of the concentration camps. He was discovered and arrested a few years ago living in Queens after 30 years in hiding. Look at the tenacity of the Jews. One might ask, if you arrested somebody when he was 90 years old and he's about to die anyway, what's the point? Well, there is a point. Justice was served. Several of you remember the conflict in the Balkans. when Yugoslavia broke up into many republics and they fought against each other. Do you remember the names of Slobodan Milosevic and Radovan Karadzic? These were not soldiers who killed innocent people. One was the president of Serbia. The other was one of their biggest generals. What did the international community do to them? They hunted them down. They tried them for war crimes. Milosevic is dead. Karadzic is serving out a prison sentence right now. War crimes should not go unpunished. Let us think about what we reflected upon today. Killing innocent civilians is a war crime. Genocide is a war crime. Trying to destroy the culture of a people is a war crime. If the Nazis were punished for their war crimes, if Milosevic and Karadzic were punished for their war crimes, why should Kuldeep Singh Brar, General Kuldeep Singh Brar, why should he not be punished for his war crimes if his soldiers lined up innocent people and shot them? Why? It doesn't matter if HKL Bhagat died. Well, HKL Bhagat died. It doesn't matter if Jagdish Teichler goes to jail when he's 100 years old. But if he goes to jail, justice will be served. Let us reflect back upon a time in the 18th century when something like this happened. The name of Massa Rangar looms large in our community for the manner in which he defiled and desecrated the Sri Harmandir Sahib. What happened to Massa Rangar? Baba Sukhdev Singh and Baba Mehtab Singh walked into the Sri Harmandir Sahib and took his head off. Satsangat Ji, times have changed. I'm not advocating taking off anyone's head, though, just as a matter of academic interest, I think about 3 weeks ago, some young Sikhs did try to take off Kuldeep Singh Brar's head when he was visiting the UK. We don't need to take off anyone's head. None of the butchers of 1984 are in hiding. None of them have assumed false identities. They live proudly in modern India, surrounded by guards in big mansions. What needs to happen is we need to pick up the mantle and decide whether we want justice for 1984 or not. Trying them for war crimes, exposing their deeds, that would be justice. Today's reflection is important, but it's equally important that we don't take the wrong message away from this. In our ardas, every day, apa yaad karde haan, ona singha singhniya no, jinna ne taram het sees ditte, band band katai, khopniya luhaiya, aryan al chiraye gaye, saad sangat ji, eh haad se 300 saal pehla hoye, si asi ena nu pulle nahi. Ki jede masoom 29 saal mare gaye, o yaad karande yog nahi, bilkul yog han. Doesn't matter what your politics are. It doesn't matter whether you supported Khalistan or not. It doesn't matter whether you were a supporter of the Congress Party or the Akali Party, whether you're right-wing, left-wing, it doesn't matter. The dichotomy here is oppressor and victim. There's no confusion about who the oppressors were. A Sikh is far, far, far above vengeance. This is not about vengeance. The identity of a Khalsa has nothing to do with vengeance. But Satsangat Ji, the identity of a Khalsa is completely wrapped around justice. We will not seek vengeance. But if we don't seek justice, then we don't deserve to be called Khalsas. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.